The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
But that's following the story at 325, reporting impaired on, and I saw on social media conversations about the price of eggs. Is this an indicator of more price hikes? And then I asked myself, well, what happened to the price of eggs and the Golden Yolk program? For surely we have invested millions of dollars in creating a egg, or is it dairy poultry, an egg program that would ensure that we can meet local egg demands in case of an external environmental catastrophe or crisis or economic crisis, right? That if prices were to go up in the broader community, that we would have a steady and constant supply of affordable eggs in country. And so I ask, what has happened to the price of eggs and the Golden Yolk program? And as we begin the peak grow season in the Bahamas over the cold months, I'm prompted to ask, has BAMSI production been impacted by the Andrus fires? Has BAMSI produced, right, any data? What's the impact of the Andrus fires on their production and then on their sales? I think these are important questions. If anybody has some answers, I'd love to know. But more importantly, if you are a farmer and you know of a source for feed locally, right? Or if you import your own feed, share a word on the show today so other farmers could reach out to you for that vital information. Don't do it for me. Do it for the animals. Right? Do it for the animals. I see I got a caller calling in, producer. Go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I will not call the name of the company, but I'll tell you where it is. It's on Shirley Street by the, you remember Joe and Berlin or the Shirley Street Post Office?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little mall in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right in there, there's a feed company.
Ah, right, right, right.
It's been there for ever.
Right, do people go, I know it as a pet food store, but you're right. You're
yes.
Right, because some people keep
it's right on the main Shirley Street, but on the
you have to go into the plaza. Yeah.
And when you turn into the plaza, it's on the left.
Yeah, on the left.
Speaking about agriculture,
mm-hmm.
Before independence, we had more food security than now. We had a 24-hour-a-day cannery canning fruits and vegetables in Rock Sound, Eleuthera. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how much produce that was to can it 24 hours a day?
Mm-hmm.
We had milk come to Nassau twice a day. Mm-hmm. Cheese, ice cream, dairy, chicken, eggs. So we stopped this for whatever reason, and now we bring in, let's say, $2 billion a year. It's over that, but
food import,
I like to
agricultural
be low.
Imports.
And if you make 10% duty, I mean, sorry, VAT on $2 billion, that's $200 million. So mm-hmm. Here we got someone bringing some food in my country. They're giving the government $200 million, and you as a scrappy farmer want some land, some fertilizer, some, you know, mm-hmm. just begging, gimme, gimme, like the song say. Not a man just giving me free money, basically. Mm-hmm. So why would I help you farmers? See, get rid of the VAT and duty and the customs entry fee and any tax on food. It would lower the food for all citizens to have less misery. But then you would help your farmer because you'd have no other gain from this person bringing the food in, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And in England, they have no tax, no VAT on food. Why do we have VAT on food?
Mm-hmm.
And multiple people have done it to us, so don't tell me, oh, blame this one or that one. When are we going to get serious about farming? And Mr. Pinland said we would have, so Lyndon said by 1988, I believe, food security. I'm not sure the exact words, but someone could call in who lived it. And so we had S&M Farms, Owens, Illinois. We had the biggest onion in the world for the blooming onion thing down there in Exuma. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Lutra and see Hatchet Bay, Aaron?
When I was a small girl, I have a memory of driving through Hatchet Bay. We was going to Current, and everything is just green and lush, and we could see the papayas and mangoes and things. Yeah, I remember.
So they say, we can't have mango at Christmas. No, but when you have it, you can it. It's there, ready to go for when you don't have it.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
Graham.
Let's fix the Bahamas, eh?
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
And see, Graham made a point just now. You could have mangoes in winter if you preserve, through various methods, the mangoes that you harvest in the summer. But let's ramp our agricultural production up exponentially. We could have mangoes in the winter by growing varieties of mangoes that produce in the winter. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mango varieties, and some varieties will produce all year. Well, not that the varieties will produce all year round, but there are sufficient varieties that if you plant your trees properly with sufficient distance in between the trees, that you could have mangoes every month of the year. Here is a text. You asked the question, what happened to the Golden Yoke program? Before that question can be answered, someone needs to answer the question that a caller asked Dwight maybe 6 months ago. How long does it take a chicken to lay an egg? I believe if we answer that, all our problems will be solved. Well, I think the question is, how long does it take a chicken to lay an egg in its natural habitat? Right? Because we're not coming from a location to invest in unnecessary levels of technology. I'm going to go to a caller, then I'm going to get back to that text. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Madam Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Good, not bad at all. I'm a senior calling in to you this morning.
Yes, sir.
To see if you could help my colleagues.
Okay.
Wish them a happy anniversary. I don't know, you of you too young, the 59th anniversary of the sinking of the Yarmouth Castle, the cruise ship.
Hold on, say that again, the 59th?
59th, yeah, that's the anniversary today, the 13th of November.
Okay, of the...
Mm-hmm. You can put it up on YouTube, but nobody never checked for us.
Repeat the name, repeat the name of the ship and the organization.
SS Yarmouth Castle.
Yarmouth. Spell that for me.
Y-R-M-O-U-T-H. Same between Yarmouth. Nassau and Miami. Sexy blast of Nassau.
Okay, the 59th year of the inaugural sailing, or the, what you call it, the dedication?
Cruise ship.
Of the cruise ship SS Yarmouth Castle.
That's right.
Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, they got to figure out how to make sure that the LJM, the Maritime Academy... is aware of the anniversary.
That's right. Nobody checks for us, man. You know, the crew member, they had about 65%. No, 45% crew members. You lose the doctor and the nurse. The nurse was Phyllis. She's from Jamaica, and Dr. Diaz, American Cuban.
Okay.
You know, but everybody else will say, but, you know, it's a long story.
Listen, I...
what else to all you be the best ones me to talk to.
Listen.
Thank you so much.
Don't go. My producer stepped away. I want you called back, man, so I could get your number. I don't know if you want to give your number on air, you see?
Yeah, no, you can take my...
Give me your number.
The number I'm calling from right now, that's my number.
Yeah, no, I can't see it. You give it to me.
Oh, okay, yeah. 813?
Yes. Okay, ready?
4877.
Okay, I have it. See, because between the Maritime Academy and the Nassau Cruise Port,
that's
right? And
that's
they have a gallery there. It would be wonderful that at the end of the day we could have a show with pictured documentation highlighting the careers of those who sail on the ship, the journey of the ship. Oh, man, that's fantastic.
That's right.
I'll give you a call, sir.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Absolutely. And guess what my next story is? I know I said I'm going to get to this Golden Yoke thing. Okay, how long does it take a chicken to lay an egg? Well, in farm factory production, they have developed chicken eggs in the shortest amount of time that is, I guess, sustainable in a healthy way. But that doesn't mean that we should automatically opt to raise chickens that way. We have all kinds of options available to us. Thank you for the text. Another text to say, hey, ask the PM to make a holiday in before Christmas in November. I got an idea for your texter. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Paul Pierre.
Hey, morning.
Long time no talk.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ms. Green, tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
See the Yarmouth Castle.
Yeah,
Castle.
Yeah, Yarmouth.
The gentleman was talking about just now.
Yeah.
Who did own that? We did own it? The government did own it?
I have no idea. In the break, I can try look it up if I get a chance, right? But Bahamians sailed on it, and it sailed between the Bahamas, I guess, in the Caribbean and Florida.
That's the one where Misty Valley used to sing on?
I don't know. I can figure out. This is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should take up the mantle of documenting, right? This experience of the Yarmouth Castle sailing in between the two countries and the Bahamians and Caribbean people who were on it.
Because I always say, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go on.
I always say I wish we did own
a ship
and yeah, for many different reasons, not just for the tourists or we go in there and coming back and stuff like that, for many different reasons. Tragedy happened and different things. It'll be a good information to know really who it is, if the Bahamian government is doing it or what.
Right.
But Ms. Green,
yes,
Dwight was talking about something this morning, and I noticed you talking about going to talk about the egg and different things and food.
Mm-hmm.
This might sound crazy, but do you have any idea how much slice of bread is being them loaf of bread where we buy from them food store?
No, but
sometimes I count 20.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I count more than 20. I mean, without counting the two ends.
The heels,
the back,
yeah.
And the front.
So you know what to do, right? Now, when you get the bread, you ask someone in the house to take a picture of the loaf and indicate how many slices are in it. And you document the disparity, the difference in loaves with slices. You
mm-hmm.
could also get someone in the family to measure the loaf with a tape measure. Right.
Let me say this before you finish.
Hold on.
I was
go
listening
on.
To you like I normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like some people who don't be around me straight, who you wouldn't call talk show listener, not junkies, but people be listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the person was agreeing with everything what you were saying, but the traffic had to go around and around. And I said to myself, yeah, that's good. They listening. Should know. I guess when they see her out there in public, they tell her she's a smart lady. And she... If you could have been in the position or be able to train people how to deal with solution for certain different things or how to go about it, because sometimes we either go crazy about it or be frustrated about it or lash out in a certain way because, you know, you wouldn't want no one touching your bread or nothing. And then the strap feel like nobody touching the strap. It's the same, but it feel like it's less bread.
Mm-hmm.
You're wondering. And this idea of what you're going to tell us, that ain't just for me. That's for anyone who experienced anywhere around this country that the bread feel less. One more thing.
Yeah.
One last thing, so I give someone else a chance. Because one of these days I got to get in, call you back on the politics in the United States and here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The water tasting funny, man. The water in the 5-gallon jug. All right, I can't talk about the gallon jug and the other rest of jug them. But I'm talking about the 5-gallon jug. I ain't calling no company name.
Yeah, don't call the company name.
I want the people who might have sell water could go and buy those caps to put on the 5-gallon jug without owning a company. Like, that's just something you could go and buy from the distributors or the manufacturers. Because I try to stick to the red cap,
mm-hmm.
what tastes better to me.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the money don't stretch that long, and I have to get the other one. And the other one tasting terrible now. I can't see in the jug to say what in that.
Yeah.
But it almost tastes like the water what is becoming out the pump.
I got you. Okay.
So, but I think we have a duty to check these things out, because the public out here, not just me who blind, even y'all who could see, because we digesting these things and putting it inside ourselves. Thank you, and give someone else a chance, Ms. Green.
Amen. Absolutely. So in instances where you think like the volume and the amount of bread that you're getting and the number of slices, right, is off, you want to document it, measure it, count it, take pictures and date the pictures, right? And then after you've done sufficient observation, you take that to the consumer protection board and you take it to the quality and standards board, right? And you say, hey, we think that there's an issue with quality control or standards in the company that is producing this product. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
How morning.
Yeah, you know, like you have my boy. That's pumpkin or pawpaw?
That's pawpaw.
Yeah, pawpaw. Let me just say pawpaw here. You know, I worked around in Royce's Moses plant from the 80s, okay? I used to install them. I know all about them. And so there is, like, you know, with the way all their setup is, when they start to make inferior water, it will automatically divert to the drain. And the employee takes to see that, right? But I know the company he's talking about. I wouldn't call the name, but I've tasted the difference. As a matter of fact, I didn't even buy from them no more. Now, you boil them with Crystal Select and other things. They have some different ways. You know, they're the better tasting water.
They have some different types of technology.
Hello?
I'm saying they have different types of technology.
Yes, you know, which will be electrolysis and distillation, et cetera. But the reason why Pop is talking about the water with the red bottle is because it's distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't add nutrients to it, but natural water is the way God make it with all the minerals, et cetera, in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the distilled water is basically distillation, which in all the impurities are removed. That's why it tastes so good. So when you're sick, you notice that in the medical journals and whatever, they will tell you to drink distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it has less bacteria or no bacteria basically at all. So when I work in the plant room, there was a way for us to test there's something called a bacterial counter, in which you would count the amount of bacteria per gallon, per milliliter, whatever. Just to see how much bacteria, the bacteria actually proliferates after a while as the water becomes stagnant, et cetera, et cetera. There are ways of getting rid of it. But like you said, the Standards Bureau, but they really need to get on top of these bottling companies. I don't know who's inferior or who's not. I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it frightens me, given the fact that, you know, water is quite deceptive. It's just like air. It
mm-hmm.
looks clean. It looks good. But it doesn't have to be good.
Because yeah.
when you really learn about water, you learn about all the heavy metals, the chromium, the lead, the cadmium, whatever's in it. You don't know because it looks good, but it's actually having a health effect on you a lot. It could be, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So we need, but as a matter of fact, Pumper, he just prompted me to really try. I'll go by the pool place, see if I could buy the conductance meter and the TDS meter to see if I could
test
really
water.
Get into this or see. But the guy who I knew worked with the Pies out, and he's retired, but I used to carry him water samples because I actually bought a bottle of water from a company. And it was so inferior, and because I worked around your voices, Moses, I know something was wrong. Something
mm-hmm.
is definitely wrong. There are portable water guidelines, and there are guidelines for water that is fit for consumption. And when you go online, they will actually tell you the amount of milligrams of certain chemicals that are allowed, that are permissible to human standards. But, you know, this is a conversation that we need to have because, you know, we're being duped because of our ignorance about everything. Climate
yeah.
change, everything.
Thank
Thanks.
You. Thank you, 52. I have an older friend, and one day he say, bring me some water. I bring him some water. He said, not this healthy foolishness. Bring me some of that bubbly water named beer. Anyway, thank you, 52, for your assistance. And thank you to this texter that is sharing. It was the Yarmouth Castle and the Bahama Star. Lots of Bahamians worked on them, but they were not owned by Bahamians. Again, the texter says it was Yarmouth Castle, two cruise ships, Yarmouth Castle and the Bahama Star. Lots of Bahamians worked on them, but they were not owned by Bahamians. I got another text that just came in. It says, Aaron, I am in rust on the tube. That's to the bottom of the bottle. My suggestion, everyone buy a water filter pitcher. I think we would be shocked to find out how much lead and the person says poison, but I'm going to say other potential contaminants and other things are in the water now. Your water company, some of these water companies were good, but now, and they ended this like that. Yeah, so a couple of things. And even with air conditioning systems, right? Anywhere that water is running through a system, you need to clean the pipes regularly. The water could be all good, right? It's just like a cup. You got good water, you pour it into a dirty cup, you got a dirty problem. Anyway, to the two callers who are on the line, you see my producer. My producer says, time for a break, and I got to hit that mark. You guys, stay tuned. We come in right back.
November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 Years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning May. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
It turns out that there's more than one special gift to give that special someone this Christmas. Consumers are searching for the perfect presents and the right prices. So what better way than to place your products or services in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide? This year's Christmas shoppers will be sure to find that special something for everyone on their list. For an all-inclusive price, you can have your ads published twice in December in the Nassau Guardian's Holiday Gift Guide, in addition to 10, 15, and 30-second commercials, and not to mention a web ad on the Nassau Guardian's website. Advertising deadline is November 29th, remember. For more information, contact your sales agents or call the Nassau Guardian Advertising Department at 302-2300 and ask about our Holiday Gift Guide Media Bundle. You won't want to miss this opportunity. Ring in those holiday profits by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Holiday Gift Guide.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back. Boy, look here. Life right now feel like Junkanoo. I don't know which group to rush behind right now. There's so many stories in the paper, and I got two callers on the line. Callers, I'm coming to you right now. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Seattle and Johnson.
How you doing?
You know, for those who study the maritime knows the story of the SS Bucket Castle. It wasn't three people died, it was 90 people. Three people died after the rescue, but 87 people went down with the ship.
What?
The reason why and others were the first people off the ship. Left the people, I think it was a wooden ship if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But the Yarmouth did is it's a Yarmouth, like Yarmouth Castle, SS Yarmouth Castle. But it brought about what is known in the maritime industry as SOLAS, S-O-L-A-S, uh-huh. which is the International Convention for the Safety of Life at Sea. And it's an agreement that actually shaped the maritime, it reformed the maritime industry that all merchant ships carrying cargo individuals, there's certain safety protocols that they now follow today.
Man,
the ship is huge in the from the naval perspective of who it is, and it did go between Miami and Nassau.
Okay.
And the Bahamas Sea, I think the name of it, I'm not too sure. The Bahamas Star was following the ship, and they were the ones that accelerated to rescue the people, but there was two other ships that also made it there, and helicopters and everything else, and they brought the people back to the province.
See, Alan.
But I'm pretty sure the people in the industry knows. Maybe we don't have the story of it, but it did reform the
whole industry. The Nassau Cruise Port, and I can reach back out to you as well, because we could do something big, and we should do something, considering that this moment shifted the entire industry.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Thank you so much, C. Allen.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly, because I got a couple of housekeeping notes. Good morning, caller. Caller, you still there? Let me see. Caller, you still there? Sorry we lost you, caller. Okay, so we're going to be talking, I think, about this story. Evans family criticizes pageant organizers. That's the title of the story. Before we even get to that, and I forget, I want to say congratulations to the contestants and participants of the Mr. and Miss Community Disability Pageant. I heard that you guys had a wonderful time, and I want to say congratulations to all of you. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right, Ms. Green.
Good.
What 52 was talking about with the water is a very serious thing, too. You know, I mean, water is very serious. You know, that's why I made mention about one time about the type of water this children drinking in the school from the fountain.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time they tasted the water and like, it was unpopular.
It's the water, and the water is fine, but you actually have to go in and clean the pipes regularly or replace them.
Yeah, but something has to be done, you know what I mean? But what I want to say too is that
mm-hmm.
like in this country, I always thought it was a sad thing that you don't have more laboratories and more places that you could take things to test it.
Mm-hmm. You know
I mean? Like privately owned places that you could test foods and water and different things, you know what I mean? Like easily accessible to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, because I feel that's something that would be good. But when I was growing up, Ms. Green, because I mean, we need to get back to a time where water is free. You know what I mean? Somehow, some kind of way, we need to work it out where good drinking water is free. Because I mean, like, when I was growing up, when I used to go with my grandmother, they had a well in the back of the yard,
mm-hmm.
right? And they had a well, and you know, take the water off, and they used to use like a paint kettle to draw the water out, right? Just tap it and make sure, you know, tap the top of the water, make sure everything clean, just scoop it out, and they used to keep it in a big bucket in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water, we turned out to be fine, but I mean, we need to get back to a point where water is free. Water should be free. You know, good drinking water for everybody need to be free. But one quick point about the bread. I had an experience with a local bakery here, and I used to eat the whole wheat bread. I used to buy the whole wheat bread from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed one time, man, the slices were extremely thick.
Because they mispackaged it. They mispackaged the cut bread with the regular bread.
But what had happened was, I mean, it was extremely thick. I mean, you could literally cut one in half and make two.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I was saying to myself, but well, you know, what is this about? I mean, because this has to be a mistake, because it happened more than once. And I say, man, this is something that they had to be to notice. Quality standards or control had to be able to notice this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, could it be that, you know what I mean, one time I could make 9 sandwiches and you can make 6 now, so I got to buy bread quicker. Could it be a strategy? But I called them. I called them twice to complain, and when I called them, the other one said that they had a problem with the slicer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? So they knew about the problem. You know, that kind of way. But
they didn't adjust the price to accommodate the problem.
The slices were extremely big, man. I mean, I thought to myself, could it be, you know, it's a shame when you live in a country and when you see something like that, the first thing you come across is someone trying to scheme you.
Right.
You know, kind of way, like in terms of like, okay, now I can't make 9 sandwiches no more, you can make 6.
Here's what the problem is.
I gotta go back and buy the bread quicker.
There have to be regulations for somebody to be found outside the scope of the regulations, right?
Yes, ma'am, but that water thing is critical, Ms.
Absolutely.
So we need to check, especially in the school, because, you know, bad water could calcify your brain.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the children drinking at a young age, so we really need to do, like you said before, if it's the pipes that has the water unpalatable like that, because it could be something even more serious.
Yes, sir.
Than just dirty pipes. It could be the water itself.
Itself, yeah. Thank you so very much.
You have a good day, Mark.
Absolutely. And FYI, if you get an AC unit and you need it, it's being repaired, it's being cleaned, you tell that technician, clean the pipes. Clean everything. Okay, so as we get going, I have to remind you that every day for the month of November, the Nassau Guardian, in celebration of the 180th anniversary of being the bestest paper in the region and possibly the world, I just saying, is featuring one or two pages a day of archival documents. So we have blasts from the past, and today we are featuring Monday, May 7th, 1945, Germany capitulates is the headline. And Tuesday, August 14th, 1945, Japan surrenders. You got to grab these copies of the Nassau Guardian and clip them out, laminate them, create your own personal archival record of the lives and the experiences of Bahamians and how they experience the rest of the world. Okay, I got a couple of texts here. And then I got a whole story about the inaugural Anchor Awards. Here we go from the text line. A text says, we are being poisoned in the air, water, and food now for export. Now, we still got to determine if export only is about a tax status, right? And then once we determine that, then we go into what differentiates these products other than the tax status, or what is different in these products that are differentiated by tax status, right? Person says, my personal water pump on my 5-gallon have orange rust and slime on it. This must be why so many of our kids' hormones are off balance and we getting sick and dying. Disease is a multi-billion dollar industry. And like I say, in this instance, it is up to you, the consumer, to ensure that the means, the vehicle through which you receive your water is hygienic and sanitary. So you, the onus is on you. If you got pumps and pipes in your house, you have to ensure that they are being treated regularly. And then, like, if you on city water like me, you got to get them to come change the filter as often as possible, because the water, even though it's testing good, it comes out the pipe rusty, rusty, rusty. Another text, on a serious note regarding chickens and eggs, I believe the government is spending billions with a B on feel-good PR initiatives. Get a disaster management sign to put on an office door. Egg prices high. Buy a couple of chickens. They lay eggs, right? Electricity unreliable. Buy another generator. More is better, right? All this busy work to give the appearance that something is being done, but with no real plan to ensure success or collaborate with the opposition to ensure the best decisions were made. Money was put to good use, and the work will continue across administrations. What are we doing? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Thank you, Texter. Thank you very much. I just have a live read that popped into the studio. The IL Cares Foundation prevents the IL Fit Fest, a full-day festival built for all fitness levels to encourage a healthy living lifestyle among Bahamians. And it's all free. Free health screenings, free fitness demonstrations, and over $10,000 in gym memberships, supplements, and gym gear to be won. Come, recharge, refuel, and start your journey to crushing your fitness goals. Saturday, November 16th, 3 p.m., University of the Bahamas grounds. See you there. We go into another break, producer. We go into another break. And when we get back from the break, I think we can talk about the Anchor Awards. He's putting them giving out big money. When we come back from the break, producer, I know that one of these Junkanoo groups already practicing Wake Boyfriend by Johnny Cake, right? But I want to know if you have any music from any of the Junkanoo groups practicing as a boatman. A seaman, my wake is on the water. Free diving and throwing out line is how I surviving. Anyway, we go into a break. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For fast, reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from business cards, you name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey man, long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $130.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certainty Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallner Roof Cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you could possibly need.
Welcome back, welcome back. Producer, it's that season and we loving it. I got a text here that says, good morning, Aaron. Blind Blake sang about the Yarmouth Castle in Run, Come See Jerusalem. And Gordon Lightfoot has a ballad about it, really famous story. Surprised that you don't know about it. Lightfoot ballad is highly praised. But when I searched Gordon Lightfoot just now, the song that came up like 17 times was Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now, that sounds like a Bahamian name. So I am assuming that that is the song until I could find, until I get confirmation. But producer, I'm going to send that to you now via WhatsApp and let's see if we could play that. I have another text that says, no, it's on. It's not on me. I mean my 5-gallon electronic water pump that pushes out the water, not a system. It has slime on the plastic tube you insert into the 5-gallon. But Texas, the systems that you control, right? Be diligent and keep them as clean and hygienic as possible. And you were given good advice. And I say again, thank you for that. Okay, I didn't want the Anchor Awards to come and go and we didn't mention it. And I spent plenty of time mentioning the Agrarian Awards. I was nominated for Community Farmer Award. Okay, another text. Lady Green, Yarmouth Castle story is on a YouTube documentary. So search Yarmouth Castle on YouTube for more data. And to our original caller, I will give you a call. And I hope that what you have heard today has made you feel more confident that the story has not been forgotten. Okay, here is an article from Bahamas Information Services. Upcoming inaugural Anchor Award ceremony honors the nation's maritime heritage. Now, this story is from the 3rd of September. Since then, you may have seen a series of short videos. The ones that I have seen featured vendors and fishermen and cleanup men and women on Montague Ramp. And I was really, really impressed by the quality of the work and duration of the project. The stories were really, really cool, man. That's the thing people want to hear. Like the young lady that talked about how she went out with her family members, I think her uncle or granddaddy, her uncle and by them, and they went fishing, and she tell them drop her on the rock because she going, you know, she welkin and clipping, and They went out, and then she realized the time was passing, and these by them wasn't coming for her. And she had to find a place on the island to hide because there was no trees. And she had to hide from lightning and mosquito and rain. And then she said, as the story was told to her, this part, when the crew she was with got home, and the mummy asked where my child is, they's like, oh, my Lord. And they practically almost swim back out to the quay to go grab her and make sure she was safe. We got some real maritime heroes out there that deserve recognition. So the ministry is hosting the inaugural Anchor Awards ceremony on November 16th at Bahama Convention Center under the theme Honoring Legends of the Sea. Good morning, caller.
Miss Grace Shalin Johnson, once again.
Yes,
I got a couple of texts for some people since you seem to know information. Can you please answer Aaron's questions on the egg program?
Okay.
February 2023 is when the egg program began.
Mm-hmm.
And even about a year later, they spent about $400,000 or $500,000 supposedly for the mill.
Mm-hmm.
But the as far as chicken is produced, they by now, they produce at 18 weeks. Their general onset for the first 24 weeks is the smaller eggs, but their peak production is about 24 or 40 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into mid-production up to 72 weeks, and then the late production up to 100 weeks. So that's more than two. You should have 2 years of production in the middle of the process, at least a year from now. It should have been 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen or heard from them from the amount of eggs that's been produced. You know, considering the amount of money spent and the bahu that was made by the government, that this was going to solve all of our problems. We would think by now we would have seen them on the shelves, and the government would be bragging about the quality and the management prospect considering the amount of money. I assume that the research was done before we entered it, and this is just not another marketing scheme of the government. So maybe you can call the Minister of Agriculture, that is
Campbell, yes,
and have him answer the questions as to where are we with the egg scheme, considering that egg prices now is approaching a hidden $6 right now and above.
Absolutely.
Thank
you very much. Okay, so producer, I sent you a song called Sundown. That was the wrong song. It turns out that I got a text here telling me that Edmund Fitzgerald is not to do with the Bahamas at all. Texter, do me a favor. When you send in texts like that, right, then why wouldn't you tell me what the Edmund Fitzgerald is about then? Like, why y'all do that? When y'all engage, you only engage to shut down when there's an opportunity to open up and expand and educate, right? Tell us what the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is about. Because, buddy, what is more Bahamian than Edmund Fitzgerald? What name more Bahamian than that? Good morning, caller.
What is more? Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Miss Green.
Hi, hi.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I stand to be corrected, right?
Okay.
I heard a call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, ma'am.
I stand to be corrected, but I heard a caller referring to the song that Blind Blake sang about Run, Come See Jerusalem as being referring to the Yarmouth Castle.
Yeah, that's what the texter said, yeah.
That's not so.
Okay, tell me.
He was referring to the three boats. It had to do with Andros.
Uh-huh.
The Pretoria, I can't remember the other.
Okay.
But there were three boats involved. I think they were heading to Andros, and there was a disaster at sea.
Uh-huh.
And that is where the song, Run, Come See Jerusalem, came about.
Okay. Thank
Here
you
again,
very much.
I stand to be corrected.
No, listen, it don't matter. The point is, look what you did. You engaged the conversation. Here's some information, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And that's...
But, you know, when it gives the history of what happened, how the seas came up and the people were crying, and the man, when he says, come now, this is your judgment,
mm-hmm.
that has to do with that song. It's affiliated with the island of Andros.
Okay.
Check it out for me, please, ma'am.
I will do. And the text...
Continue to listen. Thank you.
No, and thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I want to say to that texter just now, also thank you. They responded immediately. Edmund Fitzgerald is a wreck of a ship in a storm on Lake Superior. All aboard died. But let me tell you all something. All aboard died but Shine. Because Shine had to be on the boat called the Edmund Fitzgerald in the middle of the Lake Superior. It have to be. I accept that the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the song, has nothing to do with the Bahamas. I accept that, Texter. I just saying. Another Texter says Edmund Fitzgerald was a ship that wrecked on Lake Superior. I just saying, like, isn't life magical? A boat named Edmund Fitzgerald, the most bohemian name I heard in a long time, wrecked on Lake Superior. On a lake, I bet you Shine was on that boat. Okay, as we end the show, right, again, the Anchor Awards under the theme Honoring Legends of the Sea, taking place November 16, 2024 at Bahama Convention Center. The awards will feature several categories, each accompanied by generous monetary prizes. These include Lifetime Achievement Award, $10,000. Minister's Award, $10,000. Flat Fisher of the Year, $10,000. Commercial Fisher of the Year, $10,000. Prime Minister's Youth Fisher of the Year, $5,000. Fisheries Supporter of the Year. They don't say how much they are, but I think I could win that. Bahamas Marine Exporter Association Award. They don't have an amount there. And People's Choice Fisher of the Year. Now, the deadline for nominations was September 30th, but I think you can go to the Ministry of Agriculture's Facebook page to see if voting is still open. And if it is, vote for me for Fisheries Supporter of the Year so I could go on stage and tell y'all about how two of the bravest fishermen I know, George and James Pratt, who was young men living in Long Island, built a boat and sailed to New Providence because they had to find wives. And I say, let the spirit of James and George Pratt lead you through treacherous waters, navigating safely. Because look here, the past have so much to give us. And it's our job to bring it and make sure it's available for the future. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. But hold on, producer. A text just sent me. $10,000 for all except the youth awards. Look here, I just saying, I putting in a plug for me. Vote for Aaron Green, Fisheries Supporter of the Year. And more importantly, vote for a fisherman. Go down to Montague Ramp and ask them who you should vote for. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.